Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
In 2013, two brutal murders left the city of Davis, California, paralyzed in fear.
The victims were an elderly couple. It was up close and personal.
I'm 48 Hours correspondent Erin Moriarty. I thought I had seen it all until I encountered the mastermind behind those murders.
I think the word is psychotic.
This is 15 Inside the Daniel Marsh Murders. Follow and listen to 15 Inside the Daniel Marsh Murders on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Let's be real about this. At least 2 weeks, if not longer, he's gone to the podium and purposely made comments about the media's negativity. Mm-hmm. Like purposely, at any point in time, he could have just ignored it, like everybody else in the league does, right? And he has purposely made it a point to take shots at certain people making, you know, I think it was since the Joe Mixon stuff.
He started with that.
Yeah. Like he's gone in there and purposely, every week, talked about people writing stories that are negative and writing this. You're looking for the hot take. You're looking for this. And he's been soft shoe. Mm-hmm. And all of a sudden, somebody pushes back a little bit, and all of a sudden it's like, oh, whoa, wait, what, y'all good?
And he probably wasn't, prepared that they was going to push back on that.
But it's so weak. It's the bully that constantly bullies, and then when somebody punches them back, runs to the corner. Yeah. It's the person that constantly brings something up, and then when somebody wants to have a conversation about it, oh, no, I don't want to talk about it. I'm good. Yeah. I'm good. Look, let's be honest. I've done it to women in my life. I've done it to women in my life. Yeah,
hey, you got a little gaslight
to you? Oh, create a problem, gaslight the hell out. The minute they bring it up, what the hell are you talking about? I just went to my buddy's house. What the hell are you talking about? I don't know what you're talking about. Knowing damn good and well there was three different trips I went and did, you know. I mean, that's the part is like this isn't a – typically, I'm not a big fan of the media bully, the guy that gets in the media and wants to ask all these difficult questions and put the coach in a bad spot and all that. Like, I'm typically not a fan of that. This is not that. This is
like, hey, wait a minute. 2 years of being, like I said, God's gift.
Yeah. Oh, no, you're not wrong. But this is a guy that's going to go out there and specifically talk to all you people and talk about, hey, man, yeah, y'all, all you radio guys, y'all focus on the negative stuff, man. All y'all done is y'all talk about these segments that are all negative and everything like that. You do it for 3 or 4 weeks. Eventually, somebody's going to say, hey, man, well, what exactly are you talking about, man?
Yeah.
I mean, we stroked you for 2 years.
Yeah.
You didn't come in and you didn't give us any kudos.
But it's
or
all deserved.
All deserved.
This is too.
Yeah. But you've come in and, he's poked the bear until somebody responded and then didn't like somebody respond.
Yeah.
That's the part to me that's like, come on, man, you're better than
him. Yeah.
I mean, you got to be better.
Yeah.
Reaction Monday. There's definitely some things to react to, including D'Amico Ryan.
But this just never had to be a thing.
It really and truly
did not. We should be talking about something else.
It didn't have to be a thing.
We should be talking about something else.
And I trust you guys will talk about all of it here as you get going. Appreciate D&M Auto Leasing.
I was the only one who picked the Texans this week.
Look at you.
On our show. And now we got it.
I think you should still do your victory lap. I think you should still get that.
Oh, if you think we're getting 3 hours in today and he ain't victory lapping, you're crazy.
That's a great point. You know what? In fact, let me give you some room to victory lap. You're listening to KLTAM, KLTFM, HD2 Houston and Odyssey Sports Station. And right now, The Drive is live.
Oh, y'all want to do this right? Negative stories. My man thought that was going to go to the next question, didn't he? my man grabbed that baton and said, hold up, Doc. Hold on, Doc. What you talking about? And then... the dismount. Whew. Y'all good? I don't know who that was who was ready to locked and loaded to get that next question off, but they sure got it in.
They got him out of it, didn't they?
Guys, good.
Fantastic. Wow. A lot to get to here today. The Texans do win. They win a huge game and get to 3-4, and I would say easily their best win of the season when you talk about the opponent and who was out there. It was a big time dub. Tyler's got his victory Monday shirt.
It's a victory Monday.
There you go.
Let's go.
We might have to visit that again.
I may have picked him to lose, but the Texans won. It's a victory Monday.
It is
a victory Monday. There
big
it is.
Victory.
Victory Monday. Ooh, right
much
there.
Much needed victory.
I had to have it. Yeah.
I'd had it there.
Maybe we. Hopefully everybody's in a better. Ooh. Thought everybody'd be in a better mood, but.
Look, I'm in a great mood. There's nothing worse.
Guys, good.
There's nothing worse.
Guys, good.
No, I mean I'm fine. I am.
What'd you say? Are you?
Are you? That's the question.
Yeah, man. Big victory. A lot to get to. Remember, we are out early today. We're out at 5:00. The Coach's Show with D'Amico Ryans, who we've already heard today, but you'll hear him again. The Coach's Show coming up right behind us at 5:00. So make sure you listen in for that. All right, I see a lot of people rolling in here. I do want to get started here, but I see a lot of people rolling in here talking about what did he say? What are you guys talking about? Or to a point of. Clint, you do focus on the negative. Ron, you do focus on the negative. As you say, it puts food on your table.
Let me tell you what I do, Mr. Texter, whoever the hell you are. I focus on what's real. And when you're 2-4, a whole hell of a lot of it is negative. If you want somebody to stroke a 2-4 head coach and a 2-4 quarterback and a 2-4 wide receiver group and all that, then this ain't the show for you. I mean, if you want somebody to stroke the general manager every chance that they get, the head coach every chance they get, this ain't the show for you. If the general manager misses on offensive linemen in the draft and free agency and all kind, and we're rotating left guards, which nobody can answer whether it's a positive or negative, then that's what you're going to get. I mean, look, if you want a stroke job, I mean, Ron would have sold you one back in elementary or junior high, whenever it was he had the middle school. But, I mean, you just ain't – I mean – when you're 2-4, man, there's going to be a lot of negative. I mean, that's just the reality of it.
Rest in peace, Dad. Still had some.
You still had some?
Yeah, I recovered some.
Some of the old tapes?
Yeah, I recovered.
Oh, yeah,
I recovered
man.
Some.
Yeah.
But no, I mean, yeah, that's never been this show or been either one of us. And I don't think it should be. And I don't think we're wrong for it. And to me, as long as you're not personal, you know, I think it's good. And I think we're talking about it on the field. But I will go here because someone said, didn't Clint just prove D'Amico right by starting out focusing on the negative? And, of course, you all media pansies get defensive when simultaneously saying D'Amico's being sensitive, laughing my ass off, and I mean crying. Okay, listen, I will play this. We can play this for you. You have this, Tyler. We can play this for you because this has become a story over the win. I want you all to hear this, and you all can give us your own thoughts. 713-572-4610, YouTube and Twitch. You can jump in on this. When you hear this from your head coach, as he was asked a question, the question he was asked was, yes, outside noise can be a thing. How do you handle it versus both negative and positive outside Nords? How do you manage both of them? This is the response that he had back and forth with the media.
Pushing away outside noise. I know that was a topic yesterday. What are the challenges, and is there a balance between like positive outside noise and negative outside noise?
No, it really doesn't matter. I mean, here you can see it's a lot of negative talk about us. We get it. I hear people try to give it to me all the time. I get it, right? It's like, but it really doesn't matter, right? I talk about it. Everybody wants to write a hot story, and most of the time it's negative stuff that people want to talk about. right? Nobody wants to talk about the positive stuff that happens. And again, if you feed off of that and you're riding the pendulum of, oh, we're great because we won. No, we suck because we lost. Fight. Like, that's our business. I get it. But that's the nature of it. We keep moving forward. Really, it doesn't drive anything. It means nothing, literally nothing, to what we're about. Like, it does nothing to drive our team. We just got to go out and play good football.
You don't think you've gotten any positive stuff?
Yeah, I was about to say that. Like, the first two
years. You don't think you've gotten any praise at all?
Guys, it's what's your question?
Everybody says negative.
I said that's what people thrive on is the negative stuff. Yeah.
You don't think you've gotten any positive?
I said people thrive on the negative. You guys are good. You guys must be the ones with the negative stuff. We're playing football. You talk about outside noise. I'll say it again. It doesn't matter. Good, bad, it doesn't change how we prepare. It doesn't change our week of preparation. We're going to work. We're going to work our best, the game plan our best, and go out and play good football.
Well, but for your first couple years and a half, like, you've gotten nothing but positive coverage for the majority of the time. So when you say everybody wants to focus on the negative – and not write about the positive, I don't know if that's, how is that accurate when you've been here for a couple of years, you've got a lot of positive coverage.
You guys good?
All right, that was the exchange that's been talked about. Text line coming in. I love D'Amico defending his team from the media. Love it. Hate us or love us. Text line coming in also. He sounds so sensitive. I understand why CJ is sensitive. D'Amico is the greatest. You all are struggling to come up with negative attacks on management. D'Amico is 100% right in his answer. What was wrong with that? Ron, pissed he expected more from the Texans in thinking he is going to start seeing it now. Great answer. Always answer of a real leader. However, as I said earlier, my deal is this has become a thing. And there was no reason it had to be a thing. That was a very easy way to answer. Clearly, he is frustrated. And listen, he's human, right? He probably is frustrated about things. To me, though, maybe we don't know about some things that are personal. Everything I've heard seems to be kind of centered around what is happening with the team and the decisions that have been made. It doesn't seem like it has been anything very personal. I know damn sure on our show, And the guys that he was talking to. But, I mean, on that part, Clint, I mean, you could hear it. I mean, that was something you don't normally hear in a back and forth, especially with D'Amico or coaches in general. Yeah,
look, let me be completely transparent. I think D'Amico's point is valid. Like, the negative or positive, it's not going to impact our team and our approach to football. And that's spot on. I don't have a problem with that. My problem is that I listen to every piece of audio that D'Amico puts out, and it has been a consistent, strong insinuation that people are writing and pursuing nothing but negative stuff. There's been a focus on people writing in particular. I don't think I've ever heard anything about necessarily saying, but writing negative stories. I think it started with the Joe Mixon injury, which he didn't like the fact that somehow leaked and got out outside of their ability. He was annoyed with the C.J. Stroud shoulder situation, and it's kind of snowballed since then. And so with that part of it said, for somebody to get to a point in the media to just say, hey, man, what are you talking about, man? Like, there was a lot of good as well, and then you don't want to talk. You don't want to have a conversation. You want to, oh, look.
Yeah,
guys,
I don't think he expected it to come back. I don't think he expected it.
Well, no, he didn't. But, I mean, that's the part to me that's just weak. I don't care one way or another. To me, it's just weak. It's like you've walked in and poked the bear multiple times about this, and nobody ever pushes back. And the one time that guys respectfully push back, it's like, oh, no, you don't want to talk about it. Or, oh, no, that wasn't what I meant. Hey, man, I'm just talking about my team. Don't read that. My team don't look at that. You guys okay? It's just a victim mentality instead of I've been bringing it up for 2 months now for a reason. Now that y'all have asked about it, let's talk about it a little bit, right? This is what I've been talking about. That's the weak part to me is that he invited it. It wasn't like this was the first time he's he's had a problem with the negative press. And you look, you're 2-4. I mean, you're 2-4. Now you're 3-4, but you were 2-4 before all this went on, and nobody's written anything. You haven't read anything anybody's written this week.
Nobody
life
credible.
Is hard.
Nobody
life
credible
is hard when it's 2-4.
Nobody credible has written that he should be fired. Or nobody.
Not that I know. I don't read a bunch of it, but not
credible.
That I know.
I haven't read anything that says he should be fired. I haven't read anything that or heard anybody, especially on this station, that have said that he needs to be fired. We've talked about this three-game stretch, very important.
Yeah.
And if it goes south, it could change.
Well, that's
things,
part
but that's
of
just
football.
But that's real, right?
That's part of football. Yeah. I mean, that is part of. I mean, you're if you go into a season and your offensive line is the reason that you can't get over the hump and you can't meet or exceed expectations, then obviously the offensive line coach is going to be in the bullseye. The players and the offensive line and the coach are going to be in the bullseye, right? Are in the what am I looking for? The sights.
Yeah.
Right, so that's part of being a highly paid coach is when you're winning 10 games and everything's going great and everybody's stroking you, it's good. And you know what? When you're struggling a bit and there's some negative press out there, then that's part of it as well.
From the text line, I'd be frustrated too if a bunch of used to be and want to be sit around on radio picking at everything that the man does.
Just think about that person that sits around and listens to those has-beens and wannabes pick negative about everything they do.